Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Grant Wise here. Welcome to the Real Estate U University Podcast. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Real Estate U University Podcast. This is episode 10. Today, we're going to be talking about how the rich get richer and the poor get poor. This is an amazing lesson that I learned from a guy we all might know. His name's Tony Robbins. He was dropping some bombs on a YouTube video. And ever since I listened to that video, I think it was probably two and a half years ago now, I've totally adopted some of the principles that really make up how the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. And it's incredibly fascinating how the brain works, how the human psyche works. And so, to illustrate my point, I have taken, or I've handwritten a very poor version of how this should look. But if you're listening to this, you can kind of go along with me. Just create four boxes, almost like a four square, or whatever you want to call it, where you can write in some things and kind of follow along as I'm talking about how your beliefs really dictate what happens in almost any given situation, whether you're trying to get more wealth, whether you're trying to get healthier, you're trying to get six-pack abs, eat right, whatever, whether you're trying to grow your business, whether you're, you know, implementing different strategies and tactics to grow your business, you see what works, you see what doesn't, whether you're growing an MLM, it doesn't matter what it is, you can see how this pattern really helps you, not necessarily helps you, you can just see how it drives either your momentum going forward or your momentum going backwards. So, if you look at this, and again, you've got four boxes sitting in front of you, the top left box, the first thing that I want you to write in is your potential, okay? Now, if you sit back and you think about this, when you get a new idea, people are opportunity seekers in a lot of cases, and I've got an entirely different rant on that, but if you look at a lot of what you do, the first thing that really comes to mind, you've got this epiphany that happens, this light bulb that goes off, and you start to see the potential, okay? And so in that top left box, I want you to write potential. You see what could happen if X was done. You see what could happen if you had six-pack abs. You see what could happen if this marketing thing took off and you had $100,000 in the bank. You see what could happen if all of the MLM dreams really did come true and you had that nice BMW you could take home. You see what could happen if Bitcoin continued to take off and you became a crypto millionaire, right? You see the potential of all of these things. And then what happens is inevitably you go into and develop this belief. And that's what I want you to write in the top right box, your belief. You begin to develop these deep-seated beliefs about what's going to happen. So you see the potential, all right? And then you start to develop a belief around this new thing that it is you've kind of been drawn to. So you're working, you're going, and you got this belief that's beginning to just really root in and develop. And then based on that belief, you start to do what? You start to take action, all right? You start to take action. So your potential drives your belief drives your action, and your action drives your what? Your action drives your results. So in the bottom right-hand box, write in action, and in the bottom left-hand box, draw in results, and then you can kind of send an arrow to each. So you can look at this illustration and you can see how the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. The rich get richer because they see the potential, they develop this belief around what's possible, they begin to take a certain level of action, and based on the action taken, some type of result inherently shows up. It's either a result for the good or the result for the bad. Now, if it's a result for the good, right, we get this quick win, you get these crazy ideologies around setting goals, right? But if you get that win, what happens? The potential, typically, it even increases. Your belief gets stronger. Therefore, the action you take gets greater and your results get better. And you just continue through that loop. You continue through that loop until you've achieved your goal, And then inevitably, once you've achieved that goal, say your goal was to make $100,000 or to generate 100 leads this month or to get a new listing or to, you know, become a crypto millionaire, whatever you want to call yourself. When you achieve that goal, we go through the same cycle. You see a new potential. Man, if I made $100,000 in a month, surely I could do it in a week. Surely I could do $1 million in a month. Right? If I sold $5 million last year in real estate, surely I could sell 10 this, right? And that new potential becomes visualized. You start to see things you've never seen before. You start to believe things you've never believed before. And guess what happens? You start taking action you've never taken before. You start seeing results, and it just continues to go and go and go until you work your way up to the top. Now, same thing happens going the opposite direction. If you don't really truly understand why you're doing something, you don't develop a why, you don't develop a mission, you don't really go after something with everything you have. And I see this most in real estate, I see this most in MLMs, especially in the early days. You see all this potential, right? These brokers sell you this dream of what life's going to be like, what your benzo is going to be colored, all of these different things. You see the potential. You see the potential. And then you start to develop this belief. And then you start to take action. You start to take a ton of action and you get these types of results, right? Now, in a lot of cases, what happens is the results aren't what you thought they should be. Therefore, your potential goes down. You say, you know what? Maybe I was shooting too high. Maybe I was trying to do too much. And therefore, you shrink the potential. I'm not going to make $100,000 this month. I'm just going to make $50,000. And then what happens when you do that? You weaken your belief system around this idea, this concept, this strategy that you've got going. And therefore, your action diminishes. And therefore, your results get weaker. And it loops and loops and loops until you stop doing what you're doing. You see this all the time with people that are trying to get six-pack abs, people that are trying to lose 100 pounds, people that are trying to do this thing. You've got this potential. You see it so clearly. You've got this belief. Take action, results aren't what you thought they should be, and therefore it diminishes and diminishes until it's gone. Guys, this is how the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. This is one of the greatest lessons I've ever learned from Tony Robbins, and I've shared this in several high-end masterminds. I wanted to share it with you guys here today because I think it's so important for you to see how this pattern can get created, how this pattern can not really get created, but how this pattern exists in your own life. What are you doing right now recently where the light bulb went off? You see it. You're like, oh my gosh, I know this new thing. It's going to work so well. It's gonna take off for me. And you develop this belief. You start taking action. You get results. Look at your life, whether it's things that have gone really well or it's things that have gone the opposite direction. What can you learn from this scenario? Could you learn to maybe set not necessarily as lofty goals? Maybe it's getting a quick win faster will help affirm that belief. I know there's a lot of people that believe that. Or are you the 10Xer, right? You're going to make $100,000. Nope, I'm going to try and make $1 million because I'm sure I'll make $100,000 if I try and make $1 million, right? You're going to go through that loop and you're going to play that game all the way up to you're Billy Boy, you're riding in the billions. Like, what is it? What I want you to do is become aware of it, right? I want you to analyze it. I want you to look at it, structure it, and just understand this is how you are going to go about a lot of the things that you do, whether it's trying to get healthier, it's trying to get wealthier, it's trying to get closer to God, it's trying to do whatever it might look like for you, stronger relationships, being a better spouse, being a better father, better mother, better son, better daughter, whatever that looks like. Understand how you operate, man, and it will help you. It'll take you to the moon when you realize some of those thought patterns. I think that if you look at this as you kind of see it on that paper in front of you and you analyze it, you totally can understand what it is that I'm talking about. Because whenever I first saw this, a light bulb went off and I was like, oh my gosh, that's exactly how I operate. That's exactly how everybody seems to operate. And I started developing new habits, new ways of setting goals, new structures, new systems around what I knew about myself. And it really changed a lot for me. It really did. And when I say it changed a lot, it took us from a very small client base to a very large client base. It took me from being somebody that was constantly trying to chase money to somebody that attracts it at all angles, somebody that has no lack. When I saw this in my health, I totally shifted my mindset, shifted a lot of the way that I did things, and just realized at the end of all of this, work was what was left, right? If I saw the potential and I gained that belief and I worked, right? That was where that action came in. That my results would happen the way that I wanted them to. Truly worked, truly dived, just jumped in feet first, truly committed, the results would fall my way the way that I would want them to, the way I would see them to. I would map out what my quick win would be, and that would just affirm a lot of what I believed, and that therefore the potential would continue to grow and so on. I have a lot of goals, and I'm working towards that way now, and I hope that you guys can develop those, especially understanding how you operate moving forward. I think this could have a great impact on your life. So hopefully you guys got a ton of value out of this conversation. I hope that you take some of these patterns and use them, understand them, just know who you are at your core and know how you operate. I think it could help change a lot of the way that you go about growing yourself personally, growing your business, and growing the things around you. If you guys like this podcast, please go to iTunes and Google Play, rate us. We would appreciate it so much. Leave us a review, and we'll see you on podcast episode 11. Thanks, guys.